Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Uncanny Treks Covers That Superman Show. Bob's not going to say the name of that show, but it's that Superman show. You know what Superman show it is.
Yeah, Miles, Bob. Miles. You going to want some Miles today?
I mean, I would rather say that than the actual title of the show, I suppose.
We're talking about Miles, Season 2, Episode 7, Olsen's 11.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of vowels in that phrase. A lot of vowels. So, Matt, you wanted to begin with a complaint.
Yeah, I started this episode really hoping they were not going to dedicate the entirety of the episode to reaching the end of the prior episode from the perspective of Lois and Friends, which is exactly what we did. In other words, what I'm saying is we started this episode to get to the end of last episode.
Matt, did you think there was any possibility that it was going to go past the end of last episode?
I don't know. I was just hoping, Bob. I was hoping that we just get 15 minutes of Lois and then getting to Clark, and then we get the continuation for the end, for the rest of it.
I just wanted to clarify that it was a hope, not a thought, because if it was a thought, I have a bridge I'd like to sell you.
It was a hope. It was a hope.
Okay.
That's not what they did.
Just clarify.
Even in the notes, Bob, it says hoping. Hoping.
Hoping. Yeah. Hoping.
I know how narratives usually work, Bob. Yes. I knew what they were doing. I get it. You even called the episode Olsen's 11. You know, it's Ocean's 11 deal. It's a heist. It's a heist episode.
We'll get to my complaint with the title. So, Matt, I guess Waller is running the Human Defense Corps now. Does that ring a bell?
I've never heard of it. I'm assuming they're digging kind of deep here, though, are they?
Yeah. It's a 2003 miniseries, and it gets referenced occasionally in Superman stuff. I might have the details wrong, but I want to say it was referenced in the New Krypton run or maybe in Brian Bendis's Superman run, but it occasionally gets referenced in Superman stuff. We never really read these, but you know how war comics used to be a huge thing for DC in the 60s and the 70s?
Oh, yeah. Never touched them, right?
Yeah, me neither. But Sergeant Rock, Enemy Ace, that type of stuff. There's always been a desire to bring the war comic aesthetic, bring the soldier's perspective into superhero comics. I don't know if you remember the Minute War title from the New 52. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, and so the Human Defense Corps is just an earlier thing where it's trying to look at grunts in a superhero world. I read the miniseries. I was not impressed at all, but yeah. It's the thing that comes up in the Superman ethos here and there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never really heard of it. I do vaguely remember that comic you're talking about, New 52, because I went through every issue when that first dropped and was like, I'm going to try to read all of them, and I lasted a week.
Yeah, man. One, it's just amazing. In 2011, DC could, I mean, that was probably too many titles, but DC could plausibly support more than 50 titles. And then, what are they supporting now? 30 at most?
Right. Yeah, it's insane. How many?
Probably more like 20. And 3/4 of them are Batman books.
There was just so much content coming out during those years. It was insane. A lot of it was awful.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, there were fewer books in Marvel now, but almost all the books in Marvel now were pretty good. Not so much the case with New 50. Yeah.
It was just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what would stick. And if you didn't stick, you get canceled. So at least they had a plan.
Okay, so I had a question about this. Lois clearly says in this episode that she broke up with Clark. And look, we've established I don't watch this show very closely. I might be in the other room making coffee. I might be sweeping up. I might be looking at my cat instead of looking at the screen. I might be looking online to figure out what the Easter egg they just mentioned is. But did they break up in the prior episode, or is there some sort of a secret young millennial Zoomer code for breaking up that they use that I, an old man, don't recognize?
Well, Bob, I had to go back and rewatch the end of episode 5 because I couldn't remember either. And it was episode 5 because remember episode 6, he was in space with Kara, so there wasn't any Lois.
Yeah, yeah.
But episode 5, end of that episode, Superman asks, after Lois gets jealous of all those women that she thinks are better than her, that Superman can choose from, because since he's a single, he's the most eligible bachelor. Mm-hmm. She says, are you breaking, she's saying all this, and then Clark asks, are you breaking up with me? And then immediately is interrupted by Kara.
Now that you bring that back, I remember thinking that that was incredibly childish and immature of Superman. Just because your girlfriend is angry at you doesn't mean she wants to break up with you. But I guess I was wrong. I guess Lois did want to break up with him.
Yeah, I mean, and she apparently, I guess Clark got that. That can't. That's what she feels. She thinks Clark believes that as well. Now I don't know if Clark feels that way, because they didn't really talk about it in the last episode at all or mention it, since he was too busy, you know, dealing with Kira and all that kind of stuff.
Given how hyperbolic and overreactive Clark tends to be in the relationship, I guess he probably does think they broke up.
We'll see, Bob. That's a little love thing there. Lois and Clark, will they make it?
I've already been cranky about Zoomers and Millennials and their weird ideas about relationships. Let me also be a little cranky about the politics of this show. Scientists are not an oppressed class, Matt. They need to get that out of their head. They're not an oppressed class. Scientists are doing just fine. And also, just generally, I really hate stories about military coups or dystopias. We already live in a dystopia. We have two men with rotted brains who are running for president. Neither of them will do the programs that most Americans want to make most Americans' lives better. We're not doing anything about climate change. Nuclear war is very, very close, as close as it's ever been in human history. We're currently overseeing a genocide in Gaza. We already live in a dystopia, folks. Stories about, oh no, evil Amanda Waller and evil Lex Luthor play to our worst instincts. No, that already happened. It was called Ronald Reagan.
Bob, this is an Adult Swim show in 2024. Let's switch to a more pressing topic. Did you know that Heatwave and Livewire were a gay couple?
I didn't know, but makes sense to me, I guess.
Yeah, made a lot of sense.
We do have the two gay power couples, right? We've got Heatwave and Livewire at one end of the spectrum, and then we've got Mala and Brain at the other end.
Yeah, we had two gay couples working together in a heist.
Yeah. Well, and this gets me to my problem, right? So the title is Olsen's 11, but we've only got maybe 8 characters at most, right? We've got Lois, Jimmy, Mala, Brain, Livewire, Heatwave, and then we had a couple of nebulous hench people who work for Livewire and Heatwave. That's only 8.
Right. It should be Olsen's 8.
I was just confused. Was I out of the room? Were there 3 other characters that I didn't notice?
Wasn't there a sequel to Ocean's 11 called Ocean's 8?
Yeah, yeah. It was the girl one. It was the one.
Yeah.
It was good. I saw it with my mom.
It was really good. I like that one. So they could have just called it Ocean's 8 and it still could have connected. Yeah. Olsen's 8. But I guess Olsen's 11 is the more popular.
Ocean's 8 was Lady Ghostbusters, but good. I mean, I don't know if Lady Ghostbusters was bad. I didn't see it, but I assume it was bad. Ocean's 8 was Lady Ghostbusters, but very good. I really hate this version of Lex Luthor, and I really hate his nerdy, color-coordinated clothes. But at least he does call Deathstroke a wannabe ninja. That moment really made me happy.
Yeah, chief of security, wannabe ninja, Deathstroke, bodyguard to Amanda Waller. This Deathstroke is just, and he looks weird. He just looks dumb. People are excited because they think he's going to be on some path to becoming the mercenary later on, but he's not going to be a cool Deathstroke. Stop. He's never going to be cool.
Well, A, there's no such thing as a cool Deathstroke, but this version of Deathstroke, this is the lowest Deathstroke.
Yeah, cheesy stuff. One thing I will point out though, Bob, there was a little bit of, they catch the heroes infiltrating the base because of lag on the computer screen. Blew my mind. And I'm saying this because this is when all the stuff went down with Deathstroke and Luthor and Amanda Waller. And that's how they figure out someone's infiltrated. Amanda Waller notices lag on the computer screen.
So Matt, what you're saying is that when we tried to record this episode on a different platform and there was lag, that was actually somebody breaking into your home?
Exactly, Bob. They were breaking into my home and I should have called the police immediately. They're obviously messing with my monitors.
Your cats are already dead, Matt. I know that's dark, but it's true.
That's super dark, Bob. Super duper dark.
It didn't stand out so much to me, but I think it stood out to you and some commenters on Reddit. Since fortune.
You clown. You commenters worried about money.
I think I meant that quite isn't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say there was no contempt there, but I don't think I meant it quite as contemptuously as you understood it.
He spent all of his money, Bob. $5 million gone in 8 episodes.
Well, that's what happens when you have to hire an 11-person team, but can only afford 8. Maybe that's the joke, is that Jimmy's millions will only stretch to 8 instead of 11.
Well, I thought it would have been clever had he won. He only had $5 million. I thought maybe he had $11 million, and that was where the 11 was coming from. But no, of course not.
More sense.
Of course not. No, it was just $5 million.
Matt, what's the title of our next episode?
Well, Bob, the next episode coming out is Death of Clark Kent.
Ooh, does that ring a bell, Matt?
Yeah, that there was a an arc in the comics in the late 90s.
It was more the mid-90s, right?
I've had this issue, Bob, lately, and this is just you and I talking here, children of the 90s.
Very much so.
I have trouble remembering when those actual things... I still think Batman happened more around 95, but it was way earlier.
You mean...
The animated series, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Batman Returns came out in 92, but then the X-Men show we just talked about was 95, but I kind of remember it more being early 90s. And then I remember late 90s being like wrestling and NSYNC and stuff. But for some reason, I get everything mixed up with when it actually happened in the timeline. It's just all 90s to me.
I share your confusion a little bit, although there are certain anchors. I know very well that Batman and X-Men started, the animated show started in 92. And then the reason I know Death of Clark Kent is 95 is that it spins out of Zero Hour. And I know for sure Zero Hour ends in September 94.
Death of Superman, for some reason I had it in my head, it was later, but it was 92 when that happened, right?
Yeah, it's 92.
Yeah. So it's, and then 3 years later, of course, like you just said, we had Death of Clark Kent. But in my mind, when I was younger, I always put those closer together in my head.
Well, and in a way they are, because it's a pretty straight arc from Death of Superman, Reign of Superman. Superman's not back that long before Zero Hour.
And Fall of Metropolis and all that stuff.
That's a good point. So... Matt, I'm right that Conduit didn't show up last season?
No, Conduit didn't. And Conduit was the villain, the main villain in Death of Clark Kent, and was Clark's childhood friend, Kenny Braverman. Now, the only time we've seen Kenny Braverman in any other media, he's just been a high school bully and Conduit. You just see him as a kid.
Yeah, but in the comic, he wasn't his bully. He was his best friend, right?
Something like that, yeah. I don't know. All I know is he died, and he never came back.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there was a pretty sick mid-90s action figure of him.
Oh, yeah, that was the thing. He came out right at the time they made the action figures, so.
And the gimmick of Conduit, if I recall correctly, was that he was being born as the rocket was landing, and the radiation from the rocket mutated him a little bit later in his life.
Basically the plot to every Smallville episode.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I didn't really watch Smallville, but yeah, Smallville does come out like 98, maybe?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Every week, something Clark started with that meteor shower.
Yeah. And so, obviously, I don't actually think the next episode is going to have much to do with the actual death of Clark Kent from the comics, but I just thought it was fun to bring up Conduit and for Matt and I to get nostalgic.
But let me say this, Bob. There was a preview for the next episode of My Adventures with Miles. What did I say it was? Miles? Well, yeah. The next episode of Malls, Bob, we got Vorlon Brainiac wanting Superman's body to store his AI brain.
Oh, so is that going to be evil Superman? Is Brainiac possessed Superman?
Yeah, and who's going to stop him?
Yeah, although in a interesting way, I mean...
Batman.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, in an interesting way, if Brainiac does possess Superman, it does vindicate Amanda Waller and Lex Luthor's point, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, Bob.
That's what they call moral complexity, man. All right, so you are liking this show a little more than me, right?
It's okay, Bob. I'm going to continue watching it, but it's not up there with, like, the other cartoons and animation we have watched. It's not one of my faves.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of problems with it, but I also just feel ultimately it's just you and I are... not the target audience, and we don't respond to the anime influences, especially me.
It's a bit difficult, but I do like the character, though, Bob. That's the thing. I like Superman as a character. Usually, I like most of the stuff that we bring Superman into. Pretty good.
I just wish there were, like, a good Superman cartoon in between the Tim animated series and this. So, because I almost feel bad dumping on this show because there hasn't been a Superman cartoon in 20 years.
Right. Well, maybe they should have come up with Beware the Superman.
Yeah.
Superman Beyond.
Well, Matt, since Batman Cape Crusader is getting dumped all at once officially, maybe we can explore the Batman together and see how they do Superman at some point in the near future.
Yeah, I'd be excited about that. I'm actually looking forward to that. They have the trailer drop recently for the Cape Crusader. It looked fun.
The one thing about it that it has my boy Noah teetering on the edge of not watching the show.
What is it, Bob?
Do you remember Onomatopoeia, Matt?
Oh, yes, Bob, from Green Arrow.
Yeah, yeah. Noah's nearly out over Onomatopoeia, and I don't have as strong a reaction as he does, but I see his point.
Well, I never had a problem with Onomatopoeia. What's the issue with him?
To speak for my boy, which maybe he generally just hates the gimmick of Onomatopoeia. For me, it's less Onomatopoeia himself and more just he's a part of that really, really Kevin Smith writing Batman. And Kevin Smith writing Batman is truly awful.
Oh, yeah, it is. The widening gyre, whatever that's called, is awful.
Yeah.
But people still want this. People are still waiting for the finale. It's like it's never going to come.
That never finished.
It's like it ain't ever going to come, guys. Don't even worry.
How are you going to have a podcast about Batman when you've never finished your Batman miniseries?
Call it Fat Man on Batman.
Yeah, but maybe Fat Man should sit down at the desk and pound out a script. He ever thought about that?
Yeah.
Not that I want it to finish. I'm just going to read it.
Say, it's not going to be good. It's one less thing. Maybe he realized how bad it was. Just let not go any further with it.
Shame is a powerful emotion and should be respected. All right. Well, we'll see you next week, probably.
Most likely.
With more of Malls, is it, Matt?
Malls, Bob. Malls.
I like that your cracker accent is turning that W into L's.
Yeah, it sounds terrible. Malls. We're going to watch it.
Malls. Is this just your way of signaling 90s nostalgia, Matt? You just love the mall.
Sunday morning viewing, Bob. Malls.
Why do we have to watch it on Sunday morning? Why couldn't it be any other time?
You can watch them at midnight on Adult Swim. I don't stay up that late.
I'm gonna pay for Adult Swim. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm Bob in Cascadia. That's Matt in the Southland. We're talking about Malls. See you next time, probably.
Thanks for listening.